So ever since the beginning of time, men have issues with women, right? Some form or fashion. Seriously. You know, and so I'm just going to prove to y'all that it started with Adam. And so the first man, so it's been, had nothing changed. So it says Adam wakes up and finds Eve counting his ribs. You know, let me give you a little backdrop. If you don't know, God put Adam asleep, deep sleep, took one of his ribs and made woman from his rib. So he's missing one, right? So she's counting his ribs. And he said, "What are you doing, Eve?" She says, "I want to make sure there's no other woman in your life." Anyway, nothing changed probably since then. All right. We're going to flip to Numbers. I know y'all shot. Y'all know where that's at? It is a book in the Bible. The book of Numbers, 21, verses 4 through 9. So we're gonna see how this goes today. So we're going to shift gears and go into something off course. You know, I talk a lot about obedience and listening to God, doing what he said, do something, you know, get off the bench and all that kind of stuff. I probably use every analogy that you can use on we got to do something. But so we're going to veer off a little bit on that, but not much. But we're going to talk about a snake, the bronze snake. Now, look, you know this comes from God because that's one thing that I cannot tolerate or afraid of is a snake. I get my wife to kill the snakes at the house. I go ahead and admit that because I was weed eating not too long ago and little copperhead, baby copperhead, but in my mind there's a mama somewhere. Anyway, so I abandoned the project and went over somewhere else. She had to finish it for me. But anyway. Yeah, don't take my man card from me. But anyway, I don't like snakes. But we can go way back, you know, Moses, and we're going to talk about this bronze snake. But ask yourself two questions. You know, I like to have questions, whatever. Y'all seen the questions through the song a while ago. Are you washed in the blood? Think about that. And I forgot what, it's either the second verse, third, somewhere in there. Are you walking daily with the Lord? So just think about those. Are you walking daily with the Lord? And are you washed in the blood? That's what we need to ask ourselves on a daily basis too. We need to shore that up. But so when you letting that soak in, we're gonna go down this little road here. So let me just read. It's a little lengthy, but I think what needs to be done to get the background here. So Numbers 21 verses 4 through 9. They traveled from Mount Orah along the route to the Red Sea to go around Edom. But the people, you know, and pay attention to those little words, but the people. So, you know, something fits to happen, probably not good. But the people grew impatient on the way. Anybody got impatient before? They spoke against God and against Moses. Okay, and said, "Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? There is no bread, there is no water, and we detest this miserable food." Then the Lord sent venomous snakes among them. They bit the people, and many Israelites died. The people came to Moses and said, "We sinned." Let that sink in. "When we spoke against the Lord and you, pray that the Lord will take the snakes away from us." So Moses prayed for the people. The Lord said to Moses, "Make a snake and put it up on a pole. Anyone who is bitten can look at it and live." So Moses made a bronze snake and put it up on a pole. Then when anyone was bitten by a snake and looked at the bronze snake, they lived. Okay, Just let that process a minute. So we're going to break this down. What in the world has that got to do with us today? Everything. I can give you the short answer, and but I'm going to tell you why it's the everything. All right. So I want you to fast forward a little ways. I'm going to kind of give you a little insight to the conclusion here. So I want you to fast forward from Moses' day and stuff, and when Jesus died on the cross, he came down for us, for you and I, because we couldn't do it, to die on the cross, pay for our sins. And yeah, amen. Because we don't deserve it. You know, we talk about that a lot. We don't deserve it. We don't. You can't earn your way to heaven. You can't work good enough. You can't be good enough. So he decided to come out of his throne to come save you and I. Okay? Hold that thought. Now we got Moses with the snake. Let's talk about that for a minute. That's verse 20, chapter 21. So let me get a little insight on Moses. So the Israelites are in Egypt, slaves. God speaks to Moses through the burning bush. It tells him, you're going to get my people out of slavery, bring them to the promised land. Okay? So this journey of 40 years in and out. So up to this point, God provided them some bread, manna. He provided them water. He provided what they needed. Now get that, what they needed. That's what was provided, okay? So these people were grumbling to the point where a chapter before, Moses, out of anger at the people, struck the rock for water. But where he messed up at, I'm paraphrasing, is how long do I have to provide for you? Okay? So God provided for them through Moses. Out of anger, and Moses forgot that aspect. He put the I in it. How many times has I got you in trouble? Almost every time you use the word I, you get in trouble. And so you got to go through God. Let God use you. He uses people, just like he did with Moses. He uses people to get his word across, get his message out, his saving grace. The list goes on. But you got to rely on God and stuff. And don't lose focus on what you're doing. So we're up to this point. So, by the way, this is not part of the sermon. Moses, because of what happened with striking a rock and he wasn't allowed to go into the promised land. Matter of fact, this whole generation, except for a couple of people, wandered for 40 years and died before they got to cross into the promised land because of their grumbling and their sins. They traveled and went to the Red Sea, but they grew impatient on the way. How many times in life do we, you and I, we want things right now? Everything is instant, right? We got instant everything through the internet, computer. We get impatient when things don't happen right off. And so, but we need to stay up with God's plan, stay in line with his plan. Let him guide you. Like these people, up to this point, he's done rescued them so many times and provided for them, but they got impatient and they lost their sight. And where they messed up at, they spoke against God and Moses. And so now Moses is a servant of God. So where the mess up was, because that was God's chosen person at this point in time to lead them. And so that's why it was a sin for them to speak against God and Moses, because Moses was a servant. He's just a man like everybody else. But he was chosen by God to lead them. And so they spoke against God. Now, I want to explain this to you. That old saying, why, God, why? We ask that a lot, or we can. Okay. You can talk to God, and you can ask those questions, but not against him. There's a difference. I'm trying to think of a better word. So we can communicate with God. He knows we don't have the total understanding that he has. You can ask the why, but not in an offending way or against him. You can't do it out of anger and like say, well, why'd you do this, Lord? Why? Like these people are grumbling. You know, you lead us out here to die. It's okay to ask the question. And he may or may not answer that question. You might not hear it on this side of heaven. The Israelites are journeying in the wilderness after their exodus from Egypt. They complain against God and Moses, becoming impatient with their situation. Nothing's wrong with being discouraged. That's what I was looking for. Maybe I should read my notes more often. But being impatient can lead to something worse. You can be discouraged. We all been through that. We all been discouraged and down, and you know, that's okay. That's an emotion that God created us with is to be down, and so when time comes. But don't lose your focus on God, your Creator. That's the difference. And sometimes when we go through those situations, and so it's for your good to get you closer to God. We can speak to God, but not against him. 1 Corinthians 10:9 tells us, we should not test Christ as some of them did and were killed by the snakes. We shouldn't test him, but we can talk to him. There's a difference there. Complain about what God provided. That's what they was complaining about. And you know, that's where we stumble sometimes. What do you need and what do you want? Our wants are usually bigger than our needs. Just think about it. I mean, he provided them the manna, the bread. He provided them water in a desert, matter of fact. There was no water, but through his divine intervention, he provided for them. What's God provided for you, for us? We're super blessed in this country. Super blessed. Compared to other places, we super blessed. But don't lose sight of that God's going to, he didn't promise you luxury. He just promised you he's going to take care of you, provide for you. Don't lose sight of that. So God sends the poisonous snakes among the people as a punishment for the complaining. Now, let's make this transition. The snakes, or the punishment, sin leads to death. Sin is death. And there's no way to get out of it except through Jesus, the Son. What did he say in John 14:6? No one comes to the Father except through me. We're born to a sinful nature, and we're headed for death. That's what we got. That's what we deserve. We don't deserve the other. But out of God's grace, he sent his Son. And praise the Lord that he did that. Because there's nothing we can do to get past the death, to sin death. It's through him. Said many Israelites are bitten by snakes and die. Don't let sin enter your life. Well, how do you do that? You ever thought about that? I just said we're born to a sinful nature. We're gonna, you know, that's where we are. So how do we prevent that happening? Turn it over to Jesus. That's the only way you can do that. Take the I and the you out of it through God. It's the only way you're going to do that. Don't let sin enter your life. Don't let sin enter your life, then you won't be bitten by a snake and die. Now, I know what you're thinking. Well, that's easier said than done. Nothing's impossible with God. Everything relating to that is impossible with you and I. You know, that's where they got in trouble, right off the front, Why did you speak against God? That I will get you in trouble. I can't emphasize that enough. When you try to do it on your own, I say some squirrely things up here sometimes. That's why you got to have that daily walk with Christ every day, when things are good, bad, or ugly, all the time. I always say that. When things are going good, we tend to stray away from God a little bit, because we don't need Him. We do. He did give us a mind to think and to do things, but don't leave Him out of your plan. That's the whole purpose. Something as simple as getting up in the morning and saying, Lord, what do you have planned for me today? This is what I got planned today. It may line up with what you got planned today, what God has, but you need to check with Him. Now, I said you can talk to God. You can talk to God. You need to talk to God. Let me put it that way. You got to. There's no, if you can be a Christian and live this Christian life and expect to get through this life and go into eternity with Him, you have to have a daily walk, visit with Him every day. Then we got this transition where the people realize they messed up. You ever realize when you messed up? What we should do is repent with divine instructions. The people recognized their sin and came to Moses, their spokesperson, asking him to pray for them and for the removal of the snakes. Removal of the snakes, removal of the sin. The sin, the snakes are a result of the sin in this case. The sin that came into their life, speaking against God, provided snakes. So you got to get that sin out of your life. You got to let God clean you up. Repent. And that's where it starts, with repenting, turning it over to Him. If you're a Christian, when you do mess up, backslide, or whatever, that Holy Spirit's going to work on you. He's going to let you know. If you don't have that, then you need to talk to me later about something else. We're not preaching on salvation today. We always preach on salvation, but we're going to focus on getting the sin. It starts with getting the sin out of your life and turning it over to God and realize that you need Him. He don't need you. You need Him. So Moses does what the people ask. He prays to God. So God instructs him to make a replica of a snake and mount it on a pole. Now, I kind of told you about Christ on the cross and stuff. Do you kind of see the foreshadowing of something coming up in the future? Put a snake up on the pole. They looked up to it. What did Christ do for us? We'll get there. Yep, exactly. So that's where we're going to end up at here in a minute. It's amazing. If you will open your heart, pray to God, and read the Old Testament and the New Testament, you'd be amazed how everything intertwines together over a period of 1,500 years of writers. God inspired. The only way it could be the living Bible is because God was behind it. But you take, as long as, I don't know what the gap, well, I didn't do my research, between Moses and Jesus dying on the cross was a long time, put it that way. Older than anybody in here. That's old. Hey, remember I told y'all right at the beginning, announcements and stuff. We can have fun with this. It's good. It's a serious topic, but you can have fun with it. Now, God didn't design you just to not to have a little bit of fun here and there. Take care of business, but you can have fun. The business you need to worry about taking care of is wiping that sin away, letting Christ do it for you. So God instructs Moses to put the snake. God promises Here's a promise from God. God promises whoever looks at the bronze snake after being bitten will live. That's God's promise. All right, jump a bunch of years. What's God's promise with his son, Jesus Christ? I can hardly do a sermon without talking about faith and obedience. I think that's what we did last week. I don't remember. But Moses, first of all, showed obedience. The people asked. He went and prayed. And then he did what God told him to do, which takes, that's the act of faith. Moses makes a bronze snake and attaches it to a pole. He lifts the bronze snake up on the pole so that the bitten Israelites can see it. Anyone who was bitten and looked at the bronze snake was healed. So just think about that. What is God telling you to do? What's he calling you to do? And so if Moses hadn't answered the call, there probably wouldn't be no Israelites left. Now, I don't know that, but it wouldn't have been good. So God uses you for a purpose. Me, everybody. He's calling you to do something. And obedience. Because of Moses' obedience and his faith in God, his trust in God. You can remember, he got impatient too with the Israelites earlier. Remember, I told you he got in trouble because he lost his cool there a minute. But at the end, he was faithful. He was obedient. And because of that, the Israelites were able to look up and get saved from the snake bites. The bronze snake is a symbol of God's mercy and a foreshadowing of Jesus Christ. The only reason you and I are even exist here today is because of God's mercy. Amen. The only reason. Everything hinges on God's mercy and what he done for you and I. He did it then, way back, with the bronze snake. And fast forward, he does it with Jesus Christ on the cross. Just as the Israelites were healed by looking at the bronze snake, obedience, they had to do their part. Remember how I told you? He can call you to do something, but you got to do it. You got to make a decision. You got to make the choice. So Moses did his part. Now the Israelites got to do their part. Okay? Here's what God instructed you to do, or you're going to do it. Said, just as the Israelites were healed by looking at the bronze snake, obedience, people can be saved. Okay, here's the whole sermon right here in a nutshell. We're not finished. We got an hour or so left. People can be saved from the consequences of sin, death, by believing in Jesus who was lifted up on the cross. And we can go home on that one if we wanted to. It's all about Jesus. It was all about Jesus back then. Remember eternity, omitting God everywhere, presence. He was always there in the back. He's always there in the front. He's always there. There's nothing happens that he don't know about. You're not going to catch him off guard. Sir? The incident of looking at the snakes, the obedience, is the importance of faith and obedience to God's commands. You got to do something. You got to do it. Now Jesus, when he came to this earth, walked amongst his 33 years. He had to be obedient to his Father too. And he did. Death comes as a punishment for sin. Death was threatened as a punishment for speaking against God. Death is the sentence of sin. If we do not have Christ, God provides a remedy. Old Testament was a snake on a pole. The New Testament, it was God's Son on the post and the cross beam, the cross. Those who look at that which was lifted was healed. Look to the cross. It all starts and ends at the cross. Whatever you're going through, whatever's happening in your life, what circumstances you have, if it's good or bad, look to the cross. Because that's the only thing that's going to get you out. It's the cross. But, like the Israelites, like Moses, you got to choose to do that, though. God's not going to force you to. He provided it for you. But you got to do it. You got to act on it. The saving power was a result of faith, not works. You can work all you want, good works. Now, they go hand in hand. If you got faith, you want to do works. But works won't save you. But you're saved to do works, not saved by works. That makes sense? So you accept Christ, you're saved, then you're going to want to do whatever God calls you to do. And when all right, let's go rabbit hunting real quick. Let me go down a rabbit trail. So, talking about that, and I just said that if you're saved, you want to do works, you want to do what God tells you to do, not want as like you just want to jump in with both feet and just like, woohoo, let's go do it. It's want that you, out of obedience, that you know you got to do it. Because a lot of times he's going to call you to do something that you don't want nothing to do with. But you're going to want to do it because he's your father. And he told you to do it. That's the want I'm talking about. Not the want. That's what you want to do. Take you and I out of it. Throw that junk away. That's what the Father wants you to do. And just like Jesus on the cross, the snake on the pole, the destiny of the individual was determined by their response. A choice. The Israelites had a choice to make. You and I had a choice to make, have a choice to make. If you're not a Christian, you ain't made a choice yet. You got to make that choice. You got to make that choice. Because like I said, the destiny is going to be forever, whatever direction you go. One's good and one's bad. There's no words to describe it. How bad is. But you're going to go to heaven, you're going to go to hell, one or other. So make the right choice. Choose God. And here's what's good about it. The remedy was made available to everybody. Everyone. No matter who you are, what you are, how bad you are, or how good you are, you think. None of that matters. Jesus died for each and every living soul that's ever been or ever will be. And it's a choice we got to make. God said through Moses, anyone that is bitten can look and be saved. God said to all of us that whoever believes in him, Jesus Christ, will be saved. I'm going to read John chapter 3, 14 through 16. Just as Moses lifted up the snakes in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have eternal life. That's what Father God did for you and I, provided his Son a remedy for our way out. So the question is, are you washed in the blood? Are you walking daily with Christ? If you're not, what's holding you back? What stumbling block do you got to get across? Because whatever that stumbling block is, it ain't too big for Jesus. It ain't too big. I don't care what it is. And don't have the mindset of, or when I get this out of my life, or when I do this, when I clean up a little bit, then I'll do it. You'll never do it. You can't do it. You got to have Jesus Christ. I'm going to open this up after prayer when y'all come forward and play. If you don't have Jesus, today's the day of salvation. Today. You know what today means? Today. Right now. Right now is the day of salvation. And so if you do have Christ, you got something you need to clean up a little bit, get the mud off the windshield a little bit. The altars will be open. Pray right where you're at. But if you need Christ, you need that remedy to look to that's hanging on that hung on the cross, He's there for you. You make the decision on what you're going to do, because your decision is going to cost you eternity one way or the other. One way or the other. So why don't we just go to the good side? There'll be some dove hunting, fishing, I think. I don't know. Maybe. What's up there? Y'all come forward, please. Everybody stand. Dear Father, thank you so very much for this opportunity to be in your house today, to hear your word, just open our minds, our hearts to what you have us receive. Just be with each and every one of us, Lord, and just be with the ones that are struggling, the ones that have some, whatever's going on, Lord, it don't matter what it is. Just have them come to you, Lord, and just let you work through them. And just be with us as we do obey with our faith we have in you, that we will be obedient to what you call us to do. Just thank you again for everything you've done for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.